options that they once had to keep them occupied. And I wonder how sad it is to not have that meaning in your life, that you feel empty without these things. If you did a quick search on the word emptiness, it would render two simple definitions. The first being the state of consisting nothing, and the second is the quality of lacking meaning or sincerity or meaninglessness. Today, as we think about our lives, which one of these two definitions can we categorize ourselves? Most anything would either fit one or the other, some things even both. Maybe there's irony to this, maybe it means nothing at all, that today that we consider Resurrection Sunday, where most places would typically have record attendance for the year, that today, across the nation and around the world, houses of worship sit empty. Some maybe just with a few to conduct a small service. Others, not a sound will be heard from within their doors. I'm certain that this is a discouraging thought, but I reassure you, church, this building is merely brick and mortar, wood and drywall, a place for us to gather. But we are the body of Christ, united in truth and spirit. Paul wrote something pretty significant to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. For I delivered to you as of first importance that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. This is of first importance, as Paul wrote. Everything else is just secondary in our lives. This is where we find our meaning. This is where our lives should be filled. Even though this building may be almost empty today, we still have our purpose. We still have our meaning. There's two other places I want us to consider that remain empty to this day. And these shouldn't be thoughts of discouragement, but quite the opposite, should give us encouragement. The first being the empty cross. The empty cross should give us encouragement. Philippians 2, verses 6 and 7, Jesus, who existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. The empty cross should give us encouragement. The fact that Jesus emptied himself on that cross should also give us encouragement. The second place that remains empty to this day, which should give us encouragement, is that of the empty tomb. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he was laying." Matthew 28, verses 5 and 6. Before we knew salvation in our lives, we were filled with sin. Much like the man that Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 12, who had a demon and cleared out his house but left it empty, we too must be filled with something. And it's because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that we can be filled with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, that God can fill our emptiness. Lastly, Ephesians 3:19 tells us to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to the fullness of God. God can not only fill you, but he can fill you up to your fullness. So that way there's no more room for anything else. And Romans 15:13 tells us, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in him in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." God can fill us. And today as we come and remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on that cross, let's consider what our lives are filled with. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you so much for this time in which you have given to us. Just please, Lord, be with us this day as we partake of these emblems, Lord, that as we take this bread and break it, which represents your body, Lord, that was beaten and bruised and pierced upon that cross, Lord, that we thank you, Lord, so much for that. And as we take this cup, Lord, and empty out its contents, Lord, which represent how your body was emptied out, Lord, on that cross, that you gave absolutely everything that could be given to us so that we could be filled. And just please, Lord, forgive us for when we sin and fall short. And we just thank you, God, so much for how you loved us first. And we love you for everything you do for us each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.